Just ask you for one or two further reflections on the weekend from what you saw, Paul. Obviously, supporters, when you're beaten 5-1, look for reasons. Yeah. And a lot of the reasons were, why has the manager made 5 changes? I know that you talked about it post-match, that you had to. Yeah. When you look at it again and think back, is there anything else you would have done differently now?
Played Saturday to Saturday and then be higher up the league. There's no any rocket science. I think if anything happened to Grant with his shoulder or Cody with his groin and Tommy with his knee again, you'd be in a lot darker place. So we had to protect everybody, and I think, okay, we have to, because we've got a massive game Wednesday again, and we play Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. And there's no break, really, until, I think, the 19th of March. So we play every midweek, and to get everybody through that is going to be a big ask. So that's why we had to protect the lads, we had to protect the club.
I know when you said after the game against Hull, when you were beaten at home, I'm glad we're playing in midweek, that we can get this out of our system. Is this a similar one for you? I know you're saying we're playing too many games at the moment, but is it good to get back on the park after such a heavy defeat?
It is, but you're changing virtually half your team. Manchester City done it, and I get why he done it, because he's got a massive Champions League game coming up. So I get all that, and you've got to protect people as well, and especially the amount of games we have, 11 games in that 30-day period is an incredible amount of games. To get everybody fit and through them is extremely tough. So, as I said, it was a decision I made. Whether we're going to win or not, I still think it was avoidable to get beat as heavy as that, because the sending off is certainly hurt us. And we lost some, especially the first 2 goals, I thought were poor.
Is it just the nature of the beast that you, as managers, whatever team you pick, you're going to get stick from fans, from the media, from everybody who has an opinion, that if it's not gone your way, had you won the game 1-0, you won't be getting any stick, would you?
No, you wouldn't. And it's funny, I was reading Tony Pulis' stuff the other day, because of the social media thing, isn't it? And I mean, it's out there, and people, as you said, everybody's got major opinions on it, which I'm entitled to have, but it's more up and at you and in your face because of the social media. And that's what happens, but that's part of the game. It's not an issue.
You've mentioned it over the past few weeks. It's too many games. What would you do, Paul? How would you solve this issue that managers are saying right around the country there's too many games? Is there too many teams in your division for a start?
When you're playing 46 league games, I mean, it's an incredible amount. Plus, you've got the 2 cup competitions and you can have replays in that. So, it's a big thing having that many games. Even as well for people to go to a game Saturday, Tuesday, how much can people afford? So where do you get the entertainment value? Because people are coming to watch games every single midweek, near enough, which is a big ask. And even if you look at the German league, they play Saturday, 1 German Cup. There's no people saying, and they have a winter break. Barcelona can play 60 odd games, but they have a winter break. And maybe the intensity is not the same as the Premier League or whatever, but they still play a lot of games. But unless, I think, people get the picture of it, to do 46 games plus cups is really, really tough.
How's the game changed since you got to a European Cup final with Celtic and you were playing 2-legged games, you were playing all these league games? I suppose you had good runs in 2 Scottish Cup competitions as well that year. Has it changed since then, Paul, in terms of too many games and the fitness and the fine-tuning and all the stats and the medical science that you have these days that perhaps tell you a lot more these days?
You can be blinded with stats. It depends how you want to portray it, you know. And I think now when Celtic done the UEFA Cup run, you're right, it was a home and away knockout stage. Now you've got 17 games to win it. It's half a season to actually win the Europa League, which is, listen, that's a nonsense, let's be honest, it's a nonsense. Champions League, when we won it with Dortmund, I think maybe 12 or 13 games, I think. Or it might have been less than that, maybe 11 games, because it was a group section. And then you had the quarter-final, semi-final, and then the final. So that was probably a bit right, I felt, with the number of games. But we had a Bundesliga, but as I said, we had a winter break as well. So you can back for your winter break pretty fresh. But nowadays, I think the games are relentless. Even for managers, it's absolutely relentless. You don't get a break yourself. So I think for everybody, it's supporters alike as well. How can you ask supporters to keep going out in their pocket Saturday, Tuesday, £20 a ticket, £30 a ticket? Where do you get the entertainment value?
It's an interesting point you make. Would you be in favour then of everyone saying, let's get into January and let's have January off?
Well, I would have it. I've experienced it and I know it's brilliant. Honestly, really good. It's really refreshing. You go away and you come back and you do another pre-season as such, and you go away and you get ready again for the second half. It gives everybody so much recovery. Long-term injuries for people mentally. It lets everybody have a break from it.
How long are we talking about here? How long a break?
Well, we done it when I was there. I can speak from my own experience. I remember the league. I think our last game was maybe around about maybe 16th of December time. We never played the next Bundesliga game until February. So it was a brilliant break. But we ended up doing pre-season in Dortmund, and the weather was still really bad with the ice and the snow. And then we went to Portugal, I think, for 10 days for training, and then we come back and. Get ready, and we played Bayer Leverkusen in the first game again, that in the second round. So it benefited everybody. That I mean, I loved it, and you feel refreshed.